Dollarama is officially open downtown. Four clerks were awaiting shoppers December 12 when the doors opened. Our store at 1410 Winnipeg Street, Squamish provides customers with compelling value in a convenient location, including metropolitan areas and small to mid-sized cities, reads the new store's website. Products are sold in individual or multiple units at select fixed price points up to $5. The downtown location was previously a Dollar Tree, which closed earlier this year. It had opened in 2012. There is also a Dollarama at 40198 Glenalder Place. The company has 1,000 locations across the country. Original story, Good Thursday to you, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, we're in for increasing cloudiness today. There's a 30% chance of showers late this afternoon. The wind will be light, except from the north, blowing 50 kilometers per hour over southern sections this morning. Tonight, we can expect it to be cloudy, with a 30% chance of showers early this evening. Rain will begin later this evening. We will see a high of 4°C today and a low of 2°C overnight. For the weekend, we can expect rain. Avalanche forecast. According to Avalog.co, the Alpine avalanche rating is currently low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. What does a low rating mean, exactly? It is the lowest of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under low danger, avalanche conditions are considered generally safe, but avalanches can still be triggered on isolated features and in extreme terrain. Natural and human-triggered avalanches are considered unlikely, reads the Avalanche Canada definition. Known problems include wind slabs, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kindakan Rocks, in Haida Gwaii, which hit 12.8°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 6.7°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 11 was Fort Nelson. Located in the northeast corner of British Columbia at mile 300, km 483, on the Alaska Highway 97. Which dropped to minus 22°C. Today's hot spot is slated to be Solander Island, located 1.5 kilometers off the coast of the Brooks Peninsula on the west side of Vancouver Island, which could reach 12.5°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to again be Fort Nelson, which is set to dip to minus 18.9°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 12 is at 8.01 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4.12 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing gibbous phase. The term waxing means increasing, and the term gibbous means humped back. Therefore, this phase is called waxing gibbous because the surface area of the moon that you see is increasing and the shape of the lit-up part of the moon looks like a humpback. This phase is one step in the cycle away from the full moon phase, where the sun, earth, and moon are in a straight line. As this phase is nearing, the sun and moon's gravitational pull causes the bulge size of Earth's tides to increase. This means that they are about to reach their maximum at spring tide, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 90.13%. It is currently located in the constellation of Aries, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 2 p.m. Moonset is at 4:54 a.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 8:21 a.m. Height, 3.41 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 1:48 p.m. 4.75 meters. The final low tide will be at 9:24 p.m. 0.63 meters. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.6°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2015 and was 8.3°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2012 at 5.6°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.9°C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's what caught our eye. On now to Deck Point 14, Check out Squamish at dusk at 38550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. Tonight is the Winter Gala, 24, at Howe Sound Secondary School at 38430 Buckley Avenue, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Come out and eat a fabulous holiday buffet meal prepared by our hospitality students, followed by entertainment provided by the music students. Don't forget to bring your wallet to bid on auction items, reads the listing. Deck 13, you can head to Trickster's Hideout for Neon Steve, from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Join us for an unforgettable night featuring the electrifying sounds of Neon Steve, with special support from Crippled Wheel, reads the listing. The venue is located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Safety. If you put up a real Christmas tree, the BC Office of the Fire Commissioner and Squamish Fire Rescue offer the following tips to ensure you trim the tree safely this holiday season. Ensure it is 1 meter from any sources of heat. Check all light strings for signs of wear or damage, and always turn lights off before leaving the house or going to bed. Never use lit candles on a tree. Water it daily to ensure it does not dry out. Winter health and wellness tips. With winter upon us, Vancouver Coastal Health released the following tips and resources to keep locals as safe and healthy as possible this season. Preventing slips and falls. Beware of icy conditions as everyone is at risk. Walk safely by planning routes, choosing cleared pathways, opting for non-slip footwear, and considering the use of canes or walking aids. Seniors, remember many falls can be prevented. Stay active and adhere to health guidelines to maintain your strength. Learn more about fall prevention at Preventing Falls as You Age, HealthLink BC. Ensuring road safety during winter conditions. Budget extra time for travel and be mindful of weather conditions. Remain vigilant to avoid driver fatigue. Equip your vehicle with winter tires and an emergency kit. Keeping up with vaccinations. Flu vaccines are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. COVID-19 vaccinations and booster doses are essential for maintaining immunity. Learn about vaccine recommendations via the province's Get Vaccinated system. Practicing good respiratory hygiene. Consider masks for indoor settings and shield coughs, sneezes using your elbow. Regularly clean your hands and avoid face touching. If feeling unwell, stay home and limit contact, especially with vulnerable individuals. Healthcare resources. Personalized care. Your family doctor or nurse practitioner knows your health needs best. If you don't have one, register at healthlinkbc.ca. Pharmacy services. Visit seeyourpharmacist.ca for prescription refills and minor issues. BC pharmacists treat select minor issues like allergies, cold sores, acne, pink eye, and urinary tract infections. General health questions. Call 811 to speak with a nurse anytime. Mental health concerns. Visit vch.ca/mentalhealth. Non-life-threatening health issues. Visit the clinic for same-day care. Vaccinations. Book flu or COVID-19 shots at getvaccinated.gov.bc.ca or 1-833-838-2323. Emergencies. Call 911 or go to the emergency department. Check wait times at edwaittimes.ca. District dump alert. Construction at the transfer station at the Squamish landfill began on deck 9. This will cause major delays for customers for 1 to 2 weeks, the district says. According to the Muni, impacts will include degree-limited access. Only one car will be allowed at the transfer station at a time, with limited access to bins. Degree special items not accepted. Tires accepted for free at OK Tire and Cal Tire. Large appliances accepted at ASM Squamish, and small electronics and appliances accepted at GFL Depot on Queensway. Degree invasive species disposal. The disposal of invasive species will not be accepted during this period. Normal operating hours will remain in effect, but we kindly ask the public to limit waste drop-offs during this time. Thank you for your patience and understanding, reads a social media post from the District of Squamish. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets. Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on West Side. Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. According to Drive BC, on Highway 99, southbound, watch for maintenance between Porto Cove Road and Brunswick Beach Road, 7 kilometers north of Lions Bay, until today, Dec. 12 at 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be closed. On Highway 99, southbound, watch for maintenance at Mamquam Road, Squamish, until today, December 12 at 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be closed. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 165.9 cents per liter at the Petro-Canada, located 38471 Cleveland Avenue. In Whistler, fill up for 167.9 per liter at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 166.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Durocher, located about 20 kilometers east of Mission, where you can fill up for 135.9 per liter. At the Esso at 41290 Lougheed Highway. The cheapest you will pay for gas in Vancouver is 159.9 per liter at the Chevron at 1955 Powell Street. Latest from SAR.